So you need to evaluate the end product of the way we are living our lives, the end product of the project we are doing, the end product on the relationships we are having. What's the end product? If you continue with that boyfriend at the 80th birthday, what will be the brothers and sisters saying, praising the Lord for your life? If you marry somebody like that, what do you see? What do you hear in the 80th birthday? Impact on the kingdom of God? Glory to God because of your life as a couple? Oh, of course, he may be rich. You say you fly with him to many countries. But as you listen to the birthday speeches, do you hear people honoring God because of your life together with that man or together with that woman? When you continue producing the product you are producing in the 80th birthday, do you hear people thanking God for the kind of professional conduct that this man had, the creativity to produce a kind of product that have impacted people? Or do you hear people complaining about the product that destroyed their children, the product that destroyed? How do they honor God when all that is what they remember of you? God is saying, this project I'm sending you to Egypt, will bring glory to me. You will be on this mountain and you will worship me. You will bring glory to me. That should be true of all of us as leaders. That the people we are leading, the final result will be worship and glory to the God who sent you to work with them and to impact them.